Today, I want to talk to you about the power of simple feedback and how it helps to grow sales in your sales funnel. Now, in the previous video, I talked about the beginning of 2017 and how we were making zero sales for our info product, the Sales Funnel Blueprint, at that time. And I talked to you about the law of visibility, which is probably one of the most important marketing principles. And if you missed that video, I recommend you go back and you watch it after this one. Because the law of visibility says, in order to cause sales, people must be aware of your offer. And the best way to make them aware of your offer is to make your offer visible. Now, practically what that means is making it visible in the sidebar, in the navigation, in a pop-up, or just getting them to a sales page some other way. Now, in this video, I want to talk to you about the power of feedback and how it helps to grow your sales. So specifically, kind of picking up where that story left off. We had started to make sales at the beginning of 2017 for this product called the Sales Funnel Blueprint. And part of how I did that was by employing the law of visibility, by making it visible on a website so people could actually see the offer for themselves and evaluate, hey, is this of interest to me? Is this going to help my business? Yes or no? And then they would buy it or not. Now, over the following couple of months from February into March, I was evaluating different ways to continuously grow sales from the point of where they're at, because we were getting them in, but they were kind of coming in at a trickle. And I also felt that for the value of the course, that we should actually raise the price. So that's something I'll talk more about another day. But one thing that I will tell you that did really work is I started gathering feedback from people. I went out and I talked to our copywriter, and I actually started getting random people to surveying random people and having them kind of record a video and walk through the website. And coming up, I'm going to actually share two tools with you on how to actually do this for your website. But I want to share with you the results of how that worked out. So let me go ahead and share the screen here to show you. So to show you the effect of this, I went into our Stripe account here and I looked at the sales volume from one month to the next when we were implementing based on the feedback that we received from these different tools that we were using. And I added it up. So for the month of, I believe it was, we were looking at, let me just look at the filter that we got here. Right, so it was from the end of March to the end of April. And for that time period, for that 1 month time period, we totaled $1,229 in sales. And when I compared that to before we implemented the changes to the copy based on the feedback that we're receiving and rearranging some things on the landing page, sales were actually only at about $700. So that's over a $500 improvement. So if we do, was it 700? Is it 500 divided by 700? That'd be about a 71% improvement. And keep in mind too, the thing I want to emphasize is that traffic was relatively even in this time period. It wasn't growing, it wasn't shrinking. It was right around maybe 22,000 visits per month. And in addition, we had launched a special promotion during this same time period for the first month, from February into March, saying that we were going to raise the price and that people, if they wanted to, on our email list, they want to get in at the low price, that they should go ahead and buy it now before this date. So we had a boost in sales at that time as well. So in a way, you could say that that was working against us. And to give you an example of what kind of changes we actually implemented based on the feedback that we were getting, so we got feedback, for example, from the tools that I'll show you in a minute saying, I wish there was a testimonial up here. I think it would convey more trust. I like this headline. I don't like this headline. There were actually a few typos that we didn't know that we had on the sales page, and people pointed those out. And it was really cool because in the days following fixing those typos, I noticed a very direct correlation between fix. It sounds like an obvious thing, but just fixing little typos can have a direct impact, from my observation in this case, on your sales. So that was very important, and that had a really nice boost to sales as well. And then other people were saying other feedback like, okay, I like this guarantee versus, other guarantees that I've said. I think that you can emphasize it more. And so we would revise the copy and tweak it based on this. Now, to wrap up this video, I want to show you the two tools that I recommend using to gather feedback from your audience, like the kind that I ended up using to grow our sales. So let's jump in and look at that. So by the way, in case you're wondering why part of the screen is obscured here, I didn't want to give out customer contact information from our payment processing application. So let's go ahead and look at those two tools. The first one that I want to recommend is userinput.io, and this was started by a buddy of mine, Stuart Brent. And what user input is really great at is they will give you aggregate user data based on how people are interacting with your website or your landing page. And it's different from the next tool that I'm going to show you because what I find most useful about it is that it will, you can ask multiple specific questions and people will type their responses. And you can kind of, you can see it, you can get more of a bird's eye view, right? Now, compare that to the other tool that I like to use, which is Fiverr. Fiverr is, a lot, there's a lot of different gigs that are offered on the Fiverr marketplace. But really, the only reason that right now that I like to use Fiverr is for getting user feedback. And what's different about the way that I use it compared to the way I use user input when I place an order is I will have individual people actually record a 5 to 10 minute video, and they'll actually kind of walk me through their. I'll ask them to talk out loud and walk me through their thought process as they're looking at the website in the mindset of, whoever my target market would be, in this case, entrepreneurs, digital marketers, freelancers. And just kind of evaluate, how do they see the offer? Do they see it as trustworthy? What's kind of going through their mind in general? And based on that, I'm able to pick out little nuggets of information. But I do recommend both tools. They're really great. Another great user experience tool that you can use for boosting your conversions in this way is User Bob. They also do video recordings as well. All right, so that's my tip for today. So to recap, if you want to grow your conversions for your offers and you're really not sure where to start by listening to the feedback of other people. And don't just pay attention to anecdotal feedback from a friend or a family member. Really look at least a dozen different people and to hear what they have to say, and then incorporate their feedback and also kind of give them the mindset of the person that you're looking to target that you think would be most likely to buy your offer. Okay. So if you want to take action on this, go and use the tools that I recommended. They're very affordable and well worth their weight in gold. So until next time, my name is Matt Ack in the Mad Hat, delivering you your daily dose of Matt Hacks. I'll see you next time.